This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. That's the realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend just paying attention. Right? I mean, seriously. The emails I get tell me that you're somewhat paying attention. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, like I said. And be involved in the conversation. Whether you do it up at the website, you do it. We have a live chat room at the website. We have, what's that thing called, Facebook chat room there as well. A lot going on. A lot that you can deal with. You know, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, one of the ways you can support the show, again, as you know, conservatives have taken a beating on social media. Places that we used to have income streams, revenue streams are gone because they don't think the message should get out. You saw what happened recently in England. I don't think that's far away from happening here in this country. Right? I mean, I can't think of the fellow's name. But within hours of being arrested, within a day, he was tried, convicted, and now doing jail time. What for? Well, they don't have freedom of speech like we do. So I guess you can't say for expressing his freedom of speech. It doesn't work that way. We'll talk more about that when Xander comes on later on this week. I didn't want to get into it too deep because I'm sure he's checking into it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation, as I said, head up to the website where you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that, listen, I've been telling you for a long time. I told you in the book how it was going to come down. You know, a lot of people thought that Trump was going to be the savior and all this stuff was going to be taken care of and fixed. It's going to take a while. It may even take more than two of his terms to make it happen. I know some of you just went, oh. It's true. You can't fix it. This boat's been headed in the wrong direction for a long time. You can't fix it that fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I touched on a pseudo-funny story in my lead-in. And that is, you know what? Kim Jong-un, he wants to open a burger joint to show his goodwill. Although I don't quite know how that shows goodwill. he might be a big fast food fan. You know, his dad was a big fan of American pictures, motion pictures. He thought they were wonderful, thought they were great. He had a huge stash of American films, seriously. But according to a new U.S. intelligence assessment, while North Korean leader is no longer willing to give up his nuclear weapons, sure, we'll see. He said he may open a Western hamburger franchise in Pyongyang as a show of goodwill. How does him allowing a Western restaurant franchise to open there a show of goodwill when he could take it over, shut it down anytime he wants to. In a 2016 campaign rally in Atlanta, Trump said he'd invite Kim to the U.S. for a state dinner, but instead of doing something formal, the two would simply dine at a fast food joint, American style. We should be eating a hamburger on a conference table. We should make better deals with China and others and forget the state dinners, Trump said. I agree with him in that light. Why is everything like tens of thousands of gazillions of dollars to sit down and kind of sort of maybe try to make a deal? They don't do that out in the real world. Now, Trump's love for hamburgers is well documented, right? I mean, he likes McDonald's. He orders Big Macs. I mean, they have all this about him. Right? He loves American burgers. He wants an American beef burger during a lunch in Tokyo with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And, you know, when you look at this, he's kind of, why does everything have to be so formal? Why can't we do some things in a... I love non-formal situations, right? I wouldn't be sitting there having a cup of coffee and maybe a donut with you like you would have during a normal day of your life. Why does everything have to be so whack, so high-end, such a big deal all the time? Right? Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sure this story will make Tammy extremely happy. I'm doing some off-color stories, or off-weird stories tonight. There's a Virginia man, he reeled in a record-breaking catfish with a $20 Walmart reel. See, it goes to show you, you don't have to spend a gazillion dollars to go fishing. I mean, what do you need, a hook, a little piece of string, and something the fish wants really bad? This guy's been a lifetime fisherman, right? He reeled in a 68-pound flathead catfish. You couldn't eat that. 68 pounds. Maybe it was a little kid, the catfish suit. I don't know. Could have been. Well, but they're like bottom feeders, aren't they? They're like junk eaters. That's disgusting. Them and shrimp. I mean, the worst thing would be this, that the catfish eats the shrimp. I mean, a bottom feeder eating a bottom feeder. That's just terrible. Anyway, 25-year record was set. 68-pound catfish. He said that that wasn't easy pulling that monster fish out of the lake with my $20 fishing rod from Walmart. See that? Again, I say, you don't need to go big to get big. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Jimmy Kimmel, selective recall, selective outrage. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you get involved, that you get engaged, that you become part of the conversation. Anytime you feel like it, head up to the website, realside.com. Well, not during the show. Do it afterward. You can buy coffee cups, my books, the whole nine yards up there. I want to get back to the story because I'm excited about these. I don't think it's funny, some of you, you think it's hilarious that Kim Jong-un wants a hamburger joint. He's not going to share it with his people, that's for sure. Look at them. And there's not much meat in the NK there. Jimmy Kimmel's blackface routine was excused. Think about that. Years gone by. If you think about what the left has done over the years, what they continue to do, the hypocrisy, you know, were any of you, what was it, the Man Show? You guys remember that? Yeah, the Man Show, that's what it was. You remember the Man Show when Kimmel and, I can't think of the other fellow's name. Got a weird, awkward name. Anyway, in the Man Show, they used to constantly take advantage of women, make women jokes, make disgusting sexual innuendos. That was all fine. That was all okay. The Me Too movement didn't exist at the time. But they're going back and getting these people. Are you telling me that with all that stuff that was going on in those days, that Kimmel never, ever, ever kind of came on to, requested, pushed at sexual activity with any of those women? Right? And the liberal left sure has a funny way of, you know, sharpening both edges of the sword. I mean, what we do is an act against God and humanity. They do the exact same thing. No big deal. Just joking around. Wanda Sykes. David was just telling me a story about Bill Maher, but Bill Maher's always done this and getting away with it. What was explained on a show on CNN today, well, why I'm using that as an example, but anyway. What was explained on a show on CNN today was under no circumstances, anyway, at any point in time, can you make a reference or a joke on a black person. Get it? I hear it. To a degree, I even understand it. But as some of my black friends came out and said today, she should have apologized for it, or the apology should have been enough, and they should have moved on. ABC, all of them should have just moved on with it. Now, she's making it worse. Roseanne is really making it worse right now by coming out. And now it's the drug, it's the this. No, Roseanne, it was you. It was you in a stupid moment, period. And maybe this craziness goes back to the idea that all virtual signaling nonsense is nothing more than a shield of deniability for the left. I mean, they use this stuff. It's no big deal when they do it. It's a joke. Kathy Griffin, it was a joke, right? What's the big whoop? And so again, we're back to it's okay to make fun of old white guys. That's really what it boils down to. You old white straight men are the target, and that's okay. Right? And when you, I don't even know if I could play this. You know, Jimmy Kimmel was in blackface. He was making one of the most successful basketball players in the entire world sound like he had a botched lobotomy. It's disgusting. It was deplorable. A lot of people didn't care for it. I mean, there were a lot of people that it was funny. It was Jimmy Kimmel. You know, it's a skit. What's wrong with your sense of humor? I mean, think about this guy. He's one of the most celebrated men in late night radio, right? And mostly, if he was a conservative, he wouldn't be celebrated at all. He'd be it'd be terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. But because he's, you know, a hardcore left-leaning, beat him up on a regular basis, beat up the right on a regular basis. Look at Jay Leno. Did you know what party he belonged to when he was on The Tonight Show? No. I'll answer that for you. No. Because he didn't play that way. It wasn't about politics. And these aren't like funny jokes. These are mean and nasty, and even I'd even say borderline hateful jokes. Right? Because he's a member of that whole liberal elite, that whole left side. They love him. They think he's wonderful. And frankly, I think it's because he says what they think, right? See, they always say to us that people like Roseanne, when you look at Roseanne, when you listen to Roseanne, that's what the rest of us think. That's how the rest of us think. That's how we operate. That's not true. Not only did I not like her tweet, I wouldn't have done that myself. I would have never done something like that. Right? But Kimmel's, you know, Kimmel's got this righteous today attitude. But when you look at the past, you look at his past, what did he stand for? Well, you know, a whole different past, right? He's never apologized for anything he did in the past. That, again, go look a couple of skits out of that man show, and you'll be more than disgusted. There's no way in the world that you're going to say that's acceptable, even for even back then. If you subscribe to the principles of today, if you subscribe to the way the left sees the world today, and it just never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we keep going back and forth on, this always makes the left crazy, when you talk about these gun shooters, talk about the mass shootings, they want to ban guns. You want to talk about mental health. They don't want to talk about mental health because one has nothing to do with the other. Really? And the FBI, who we're supposed to trust through everything, you know, you can show time after time after time how convicted felons, people with mental health problems have passed FBI background checks. The first part of that being convicted felons. Right, and again, the left doesn't want to talk about any of this stuff. They don't want to talk about the mental health issues especially. And there's some on the right that irritate the crud out of me because you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to give anybody any reason to take a gun away for in any situation. When you got that young man, what were they? They visited his house 37 times on domestic type of violence. The kid went from 0 to 60. He was always getting in fights and that kind of stuff. Are you telling me, you hardcore right-wing Second Amendment people, I include myself in it, but are you telling me that you wouldn't have somehow found a way to keep away from those guns even for a while until he was evaluated? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Also, if you head up to the website, got a Patreon button. Got a Patreon button up there. It helps you keep the show on the air in your area. Well, I think that's not quite right. It helps you keep the show on the air. That's all. You know, because I got to buy new clothes. Can't keep seeing me in the same shirts all the time. Not good. Not pretty. Again, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. If you want to send me an email, it's joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, I'm not going to beat this up anymore. You know, again, back to the gun issues. We're hearing it. It's going to be a big deal coming up in the elections. We're probably talking either tomorrow night or Friday night more about the upcoming elections this weekend. When you look at, you know, the races across the country, where we are what kind of candidates are going to get in? You know, what's really kind of interesting is you look at the left, and it seems in some of these races, it's kind of all over the place. The progressives seem to have an upper hand in some areas, depending on the different states. The more moderate Democrats have an upper hand. I know they're searching. They've got to be searching for the right candidate. But I think partially it's because they haven't had a message for so long. I mean, somebody wants to call in and tell me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to call in and tell me what the message is, I'll let you spew it on the air. I still don't have my arms around the message of the Democrats. Now, I have them around the Republicans, and not because I are one, but their message is, we don't know what we want to do. That's their message. We don't know what we want to fight for. We don't know what we have the guts to step up for, or stand up for, I should say. Yes, I know it's my party. Yes, I know it's my people, as you say. But they've got me confused. Think about it. You know, they're supposed to be up there. Look, I want them to take on immigration. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. Take it on, fight it through, and force it down the other guy's throats. Get it done. Because, you know, they did it to us with Obamacare. They got what they wanted. They play all kinds of games. They got what they wanted. We need to do the same thing. Stop playing by the gentleman's rules. It is time for guerrilla warfare. This is over. First of all, I believe we're going to retain and pick up seats in the Senate. I believe that from a congressional standpoint, that we may lose a seat or two, but we're going to keep control of Congress. I believe there's still going to be a constant drip, drip, drip to impeach the president. There's no way to get out of that because Maxine Waters and a few others have nothing better to do. Look, the woman's been in that office, what, 28 years or something ridiculous like that? She's put up 3 bills. So she's got a whole, apparently she's forgotten how to put a bill up. So she's just going to spend time beating on the president. And technically, she really only has 2 bills because the one bill was to rename a post office. That's a no-brainer, right? It's just amazing. So they have no message. We don't know what we're fighting for. And when I say we, I'm not talking about rank and file. I'm talking about these quote-unquote Republicans that we sent to D.C. to do the work. So you really need to pay attention to what you're doing. You need, you know, some of you... Next Tuesday are the primaries. Who are you voting for? Why are you voting for that person? Why are you voting in your party? Who are you telling to vote for who? What are you doing to make sure the right people get elected so I don't have to listen to you complain for the next 12 months? Or the next 2 years, I should say. I know they're only the primaries. Don't get me wrong. But you know what's going to happen. We'll know who the outcome. In most cases, you'll know who the winner is going to be in these races after the primaries. I mean, here in California, we really screwed ourselves good. Because it's the 2 top vote getters. So it doesn't matter what party you're with. Most races will be 2 Dems. Some very few races will be 2 Republicans. But in most cases, it's going to be 2 Dems in a discussion. Isn't that exciting? Anyway. So, you know how I always talk about the UN, just they're gone. I don't know what purpose they serve anymore. I don't know who they have that has double-digit IQ there. I have no clue. Maybe you do, but I don't. And when you look at this, right, now the UN... has put Syria in charge of the UN's disarmament efforts. Are you with me here? You paying attention? Yeah. Syria is going to make sure, is going to run. This is like when they put that one, North Korea one time. They put in charge of the human rights division. The U.S. says the Assad regime's repeated use of chemical weapons on civilians should disqualify them from having this post. Now, in ordinary times, the work of the Geneva-based Conference of Disarmament, a UN body that negotiates international arms control agreements, draws little attention. Then came this week's news that Syria... I don't even know how they do this. First of all, I don't know how they do this with a straight face. Can you imagine when that council comes out to report... I mean, the subcommittee comes out to report to the body as a whole. Why doesn't anybody start stamping on the ground and go, what are you people, crazy? No. Why don't they veto it? Why don't they speak to it? Why don't they vote it down? Syria, a country, they're well known for their propensity for using chemical weapons against their own civilians. They're going to assume the organization's rotating 4-week presidency. The temporary post gives Syria the power to take the lead on issues the conference is working on. meaning that the already deadlocked body will have an even harder time achieving meaningful results, right? Because Syria's not going to vote anything that's going to hurt them, that's going to get in their business, are they? The conference and its predecessors have built the architecture of that global non-proliferation system, which includes nuclear non-proliferation treaties. How'd that work out? They've been able to work it out with any help with North Korea, with any help with Iran? They've also negotiated, now you have to negotiate, treaties not to use chemical weapons. Are we serious? Or biological and chemical weapons? They've even come up with treaties so people would even try or test biological weapons. We're actually begging countries not to do that? Seriously? And then the country that's used those weapons, we're going to hand the reins over to so they can negotiate contracts not to use them. But that's right up their alley. Because remember, Ted, what was his name? Senator Liu from California. Now, here was a guy who was passing all kinds of laws, pushing all kinds of bills to make gun sales, gun owning, gun everything in California so much harder to do, and then the FBI picked him up for what? Illegal sales of guns. Gun running, smuggling, whatever you want to call it. So that same sin that he was committing, apparently he wanted the only channel to be able to commit that sin. I don't know. During the country's more than seven-year-long civil war, the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against its own people on multiple occasions with zero consequences, if you think about it. But its use of conventional weapons is perhaps it's brought the worst suffering there in Syria. You know, they've lost over 500,000 of their own people. There are cities that don't exist anymore. There's 5 million Syrian refugees running around. And these guys get the reins to the weapons, the conventional weapon restriction programs. It just boggles the mind, doesn't it? There's no place to go. Not mentally. There's absolutely no place to go. Oh, if I didn't drink, I'd start now. I don't drink. I may start anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Set on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. There are no free rides. Listen, all you want to, but there's no free rides. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really like when you're along for the ride. Anyway, you know, there's, again, I can't keep up with what's going on the on the news, and Pelosi, God, stop sending me this crazy stuff. Anyway, in the news, what's going on? And you know, with Facebook and Twitter, and all these things coming at us at once, I don't know how anybody can keep up with what's real and what's not real anymore. You know, because in one second you're getting information from one, then it's backed up by information from another, and the next thing you know, it's all fake and phony. So I go to the really crazy stories that are somewhat easy to verify. You know, somebody asked a question today, if Valerie Jarrett, if Roseanne Barr did not know that Valerie Jarrett was black, I thought she was Iranian. So, but if she didn't know, did you check by any chance to see? I'd be curious. I mean, does it hold the same weight? Does it mean to say, because at that point, if she's not black at all, and you make a funny, if you would, a joke about her, and she's not black, all this is for naught. Now, she may, I don't know, she may, her mom might have been part black or dad or whatever. But, I mean, seriously. At what point, I mean, technically, if you want to go to my Sicilian side, I've got black blood in me. So what does that mean? Can you not make fun of me? Can I play that card? University's holding, well, I'll have to go to Humboldt State University to find out. It's hosting a series of workshops in June to help white folks better understand their whiteness. Because I have no clue about my whiteness, apparently. Or their white privilege. So Humboldt State University is preparing to host a whole bunch of social justice workshops. Now, it's intended only for white folks who seek to take part in conversations about race a little bit more productively. So I'm sure sitting in a room as a white guy, as they tell me how bad I am, tell me why I don't understand the white privilege I have, as they're doing that, I'm sure that's going to be more productive, right? You're going to bully me into believing something. Now, starting in June 12th, students may attend part one of a microaggression and a whiteness workshop, which will offer, isn't that where you guys want to spend your day? Which will offer an introduction to the concept of whiteness, the significance of whiteness in our everyday lives, and how this shapes our interactions with each other. Because you obviously treat me different when I'm white, right? Don't you? You better, according to this. Part two of the workshop will take place on June 19th. Now, that's intended to provide an introduction on the concept of microaggressions, how to identify them, and how to deal with microaggressions that occur during an interaction with each other. The problem is that there's so many microaggressions, you could, you know what, one of you want to make $1 million? So make an app like Siri, that, or make an app for Siri on Apple. I don't know what the one on Android's called. But you make an app that'll listen, and if there's a microaggression that's stated while you're sitting there having a conversation, have it do one of those little alarms, you know? Like a little fire alarm that goes off where the phone is. To let you know you've actually used a microaggression and you want to apologize early on so it doesn't fester, of course, right? Now, anybody can attend these classes. No previous experience talking about race or whiteness is necessary. So, in other words, if you're unaffected, you don't have any of these microaggressions, but everybody has them, according to this. Everybody. Alongside a two-part whiteness workshop, Humboldt invites white students to watch and discuss TED Talks dealing with whiteness and privilege, including, how can I have a positive racial identity? I'm white. Wow. I mean, think about what that's saying. So if you're white, there's no way you can have passion or empathy or anything else for anybody of any other color, right? And the privilege is so bad, so prevalent, so overwhelming. And since it's on our side or to our favor, we don't care. Don't you know that? I can teach this class. How studying privilege systems can strengthen compassion and what Beyonce taught me about race. Does she even look dark? I mean, she looks like she's got a tan. That's about it. Yeah. Well, not that I see her every day, but. Additionally, the students will get a chance to read and discuss the article titled, White People, I Don't Want You to Understand Me Better. I Want You to Understand Yourself. You're the Problem. Sounds like a dating thing, right? It's not me, it's you. Oh, no, it's not you, it's me. I can't decide. I mean, think about this. All five discussion sessions are part of a larger building stamina, cultivating a positive white racial identity that supports positive participation in conversations about race. So, in other words, we don't know how to do that already. We don't do that now. That's the part of it's like I can't paint with a broad brush. You guys get all, not just you guys, they do. They get all over me, right? They can paint with a broad brush. They can say pretty much anything they want to say, and it's all good. What do they use? No, seriously, what's their proof? They don't have any. Right? Think about it. They don't have any. It's just really simple. If you're white, you're wrong. Doesn't get any easier than that. Simple, plain, black and white, not an issue. Where was I? Pelosi's the one that threw me off of that one. Anyway, this white racism, this white privilege, you talk about bullying, right, at a level. When white kids get into a class and all you do is tell them how wrong they are, how bad they are, how they have privilege and they don't even know. And here's the fun thing about it. A lot of people, well, the majority of people I know anyway, in the black community, don't see this. They don't get it. Right? I mean, most of them will say to me, I'm sure of myself. I'm sure what I could do. I'm sure what I can make happen. I'm not getting caught up in all that. I'm not willing to let that into my head to even somewhat use it as a reason why I can't and haven't succeeded. Go ahead and use this term, white privilege, with Corey Duncan to see what happens. You won't be able to shut him up for an hour. The class is an opportunity for white people to self-reflect, ask questions, and enter into a conversation with each other in an effort to better understand your whiteness and privilege. No previous experience talking about race or whiteness is necessary, because you are. God. Also, on June 12th, the university will be hosting a seminar titled Strategies for Diffusing Defensiveness, which will support folks to identify. See, so here's what they're going to do. They're going to tell you you can't defend yourself. Don't defend yourself. Those arguments you use are useless. You have white privilege, period. And it has to do with pigmentation. There's no way around it. Now, according to the school bulletin, it says at the sessions, they'll have the opportunity to engage with mindful and grounding practices as specific tools to support us in moving forward mindfully, acting from our values, as well as discuss ways to address potential harms that have occurred. How about harms to the white kids that have occurred? I mean, these kids have been inundated for years now with being white is bad, being white is mean, being white is racist. Isn't that cool? Is that right? Is that perfect? That's what you send your kids to school for, to be beat up about their color, don't you? And some of you wonderful people, you're paying for this. You're paying for the privilege to be browbeat. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting between now. Next hour, David Fisher is going to join us. He's with Landmark Capital. And David's into precious metals. But we're going to talk about the market and where it's at now and where it's going. And, you know, is there truly a bubble coming? Is now the time for you to start to take some serious look at your dollars and serious look at where you need to be with them? What you need to do to support your family. Some of you don't have a family. Okay, get it. But would you like to have a few little extra bucks together? So if and when, I'll say if, the crap hits the fan, you know what to do. You've got an out. You've got a way to respond. Write this down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to call? Ask. Well, I won't take any questions. It takes you guys too long. Put them in Facebook or send me an email. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Go far. You are listening to The Real Side, and I'm Joe McKinney.